On city subways, New Yorkers know the drill. For the most part, people give up their seats to an elderly or disabled person, and they often know to let passengers off the train before they get on. But as WNYC's Janet Babin reports, city bus etiquette can be more confusing, even for native New Yorkers.
There are some rules that help buses run faster and smoother, like keeping your fare at the ready when you enter the bus. Oh, and this big one.
Excuse me, ma'am, I noticed you just got off the front of the bus. Do you know you're not supposed to do that?
I'm, you know, going for physical therapy. Instead of getting out at the end, having to walk, I sit near the front and get out of the front, and I'm closer to the hospital.
Passenger Iris Holland says she exits from the back only when it's really crowded. The MTA says buses move faster when people leave from rear bus doors to clear the way for incoming passengers. But one of the things that slows buses down the most, waiting for passengers to dip their Metro cards or pay $2.25 in exact change. All that time, your bus is stopped. Heeding complaints about slow buses, the MTA and the city DOT took action. To speed service, they created Select Bus Service, first in the Bronx, then in Manhattan. Among the improvements, with Select Buses, you can get on and off at any door, just like the subway, and you can pay off board. But over on 34th Street the other day, there was some confusion at the M34.
You can't use the Metro card on these buses?
I think that's your ticket.
This is your ticket.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah. This is it.
No, this is what you get to the bus, I think.
It's a circus, he says. Many passengers are still unaware they have to pay the bus fare outside the bus with a Metro card and then grab a receipt as proof. Last week on the M15 line at 14th Street, Osama Salia tried to board a Select bus with his Metro card. The bus driver sent him off the bus to pay at the kiosk outside.
If we have the card, then you, like the regular machine in the bus, so why you have to get a receipt and even cost him more money to print a receipt? What's the reason?
MTA says is off-board payment trims 20% off ride times for everyone. But it didn't save Salia time. As he fumbled to dip his Metro card into the kiosk, the bus sped off, leaving him behind. Bus driver Al Thomas says he waits when he can.
Yeah, sometimes depending on the light, you know? Because if you wait for everybody, then it defeats the purpose.
It may be tempting to just jump on the bus, but that could be one expensive ride. As the septuagenarian explained to Tobias Stiegman, visiting from Berlin.
And that is a receipt for you for the bus.
Okay.
Because sometimes they have inspectors. When you get off the bus, they say, let me see your pass.
Okay.
And if you don't have it, then they charge a fine of maybe $100.
Okay, that's a lot.
The MTA admits Select Bus Service etiquette was slow to catch on. Police issued 1,067 summonses for fare evasion in June of 2011. But that figure has since declined. In February of this year, officers only issued 768. More and more passengers sound like Vasu Panikkar.
How do you pay?
Put in your Metro card. Press start and put in your Metro card to get a receipt.
New Select Bus routes are planned for Brooklyn, Staten Island, and the Bronx for later this year. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.
2nd Avenue. Transfer to M15, M34. The next stop on this bus will be 2nd Avenue and 28th Street.